USA Radio News.
Federal prosecutors in New York are suggesting that Michael Cohen, the president's longtime personal attorney, serve a substantial term of imprisonment for crimes he pleaded guilty to in August, including campaign finance violations. As far as all this talk that Cohen was cooperating with the FBI in the investigation, Chris Wecker was assistant director of the FBI. He tells Fox News,
I don't think Mueller really had a lot of interest in him. I think he was trying to get the attention of the special counsel and try to get a sweetheart deal, but I don't think Mueller views him as a credible witness.
Former FBI Director James Comey was testifying on Capitol Hill. Republicans are crying foul over the fact that a lot of questions were not answered due to the fact that a government lawyer interfered. Comey was asked about this after his testimony.
When you read the transcript, then I think you will not see that happening.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Bolts on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
President Trump has an announcement regarding a new attorney general.
Bill Barr will be nominated for the United States Attorney General position. I think he will serve with great distinction.
But that's not it.
Heather Nauert will be nominated. She's going to work with Nikki Haley to replace Nikki at the United Nations.
The Centers for Disease Control reports more people have been hospitalized after consuming romaine lettuce. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
That number now stands at 52 cases across 15 states that include two people who are now suffering from kidney failure. No common grower, supplier, distributor, or brand of romaine lettuce has been identified, but the CDC has issued a warning not to eat or serve romaine lettuce from the central coastal growing regions of northern or central California. Those who come down with E. coli infection suffer from stomach cramps, bloody diarrhea, and with vomiting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
DNC Chairman Tom Perez told a group of progressives this week that political momentum is undermined by religious leaders standing at the pulpit on Sunday. Perez was speaking in Washington, D.C.
And we all have to make sure that we're fluent in what's happening across our ecosystem so that we can come to each other's defense. Because we need to build a bigger orchestra. They've had a big orchestra for some time, and they've got the megaphones to amplify it. Whether it's Sinclair at a local level, Fox at a national level, I've learned this. And I had someone in northwestern Wisconsin tell me, you know what? For most of the people I know, their principal sources of information are Fox News, their NRA newsletter, and the pulpit on Sunday. And it should come as a surprise to no one that our message doesn't penetrate. It should come as a surprise to no one that that person has elevated the issue, of course, to the top, because that person on the pulpit is saying, ignore everything else that this person has done and is doing. We have to focus on one issue of Roe versus Wade. And people buy it, because that's their only source. So as we move forward here, we've got to talk about these substantive ideas, but we've got to talk about a broader communication strategy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.